Well, Cody Johnson is getting praise for acting quickly at one of his concerts when there was a medical emergency. And then his last few words in the sentence, people were like, come on, man. You're going to cause yourself to maybe get into a fight.
Can we get some some medical attention down here on the front row, please? This is not a Travis Scott concert. We will stop to help people out.
All right.
Oh, my.
I like, it's just not necessary.
Why? It was the deadliest concert, by the way.
Right?
Really? You know what? Yes.
Deadly. Travis Scott. Yeah.
Travis Scott's. It's just like, really?
Yeah, just throwing shade. It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I guess
know.
At
I just
a big venue it is.
What?
The deadliest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It just is like, come on.
Yeah.
First of all, Cody Johnson, not a huge name.
I don't know him. I don't know if he jokes around a lot or whatever. I can understand the temptation to make that joke. It'd be so tempting to be like, hey, we're stopping. Oh, and then your mind like, well, they didn't do this at Travis Scott.
It's just
don't say it.
But the deadly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like different if people didn't die.
I know Squid's a huge Travis Scott fan.
Well, I like Travis. I won't say a huge fan, but I like him a lot. But from the vibe I got from Cody is he might be one of the real Southern folk who believes in the conspiracy theories and thinks maybe Travis did it on purpose.
Oh.
That's the great vibe I got from it.
Is that a conspiracy theory?
It was a satanic thing, and there's all these videos on TikTok about this coincidence and that coincidence and this and that it was on purpose.
No, I'd had people messaging me when Olivia Rodrigo at the Grammys performed Vampire, and in the thing, she like she was biting herself, she was bleeding. They're like, satanic ritual right on the Grammys. I'm like,
well, did you hear
the
about
song's
the
called Vampire?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the conspiracy theory now with Taylor Swift satanic?
Oh, no. Is it with the mask?
I've heard that she's a witch
or
whatever.
With the mask, yes. And the way she's doing something like this with her hand.
I've been seeing it on Facebook, and it's like.
Well, there's one person that we saw a post that was like over the top, like basically ridiculing you if you let your kid listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I showed you a screenshot of that. There was somebody
that's right.
Yeah, we knew who was doing it. I was just like, come on.
Right. You're like,
come on.
And some of the people who do it, you're like, really?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? One day, we're going to have an anomaly. And one of the most innocent people we think ever is going to be a Satan worshiper.
Right.
And it's going to happen. And we're going to believe everything from there on.
Right. I know. It'll be the Tom Hanks thing where they say he eats babies and stuff. And you're like, it's like actually true.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You're like, oh, my God.
What do we believe now?
He's ate 150 babies for real.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we'll never have trust ever again.
Ever again. And if we found out that Taylor Swift did sell her soul to the devil, let's say it was confirmed, then everyone would be lined up to sell their soul to the devil to have a Taylor Swift life.
That's how it would go. Or they would make excuses. You'd make like if it was Tom, let's say, with Tom Hanks, you're like, he was probably hungry.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't his fault.
He was so good in Forrest Gump. I mean, why? Don't blame the guy.
Well, a little Nas X, I mean, he kind of mentions the devil or has Saint type, you know, I guess we could say entertainment. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, but I mean, he's gotten a lot of kickback for it, but nothing really sustained.
Mm-hmm. No, canceling. People say he can't get canceled because Hollywood is satanic.
Oh, yeah.
And they're backing him.
So why? You see what I'm saying?
I think that's true.
Yeah. There's definitely a weird place.
Mm-hmm.